What's the worst day of your life and how did it change you?
Ooh, the worst day of my life. That's a great point. I feel like I thought I had a lot of worse days, but I think that one that I will share is it was probably one of my darkest moments, and it was I remember it so vividly, but it was also a turning point, a huge turning point in my life where I finally decided that I was going to have the courage and the courage to really live for myself. And it was, funny enough, it was December 31st. It was New Year's Eve. And I just recall being in my master bedroom of this, I don't know if at this point now, four-story home. I was living in Chicago at the time, four-story home because there was a rooftop. So maybe five stories if you want to count the basement.
That counts.
But who's counting? And I felt like, I was getting text messages from friends. Are you going out tonight? It's December 31st, and this was 2011. And for me, I was staring at the mirror, and I remember so vividly that I was just in shock. I was in panic mode. I was in so much fear. And I knew that there was something that was going to come. I didn't know what it was going to be, but I knew something was going to come because it was December 31st and I was just looking at the mirror, thinking into my head, how did I get here? Like, you look all around and I had everything that I had wanted. I was not even 30 years old. Like I said, I was living in this really amazing home, this dream home of mine, and I was married. And, but I knew that at that point, like, I could no longer be living this lie that I was so ashamed of. And that was that I was in this toxic marriage, I was in this abusive marriage, and this relationship where it had really isolated me. And so I literally was thinking in the back of my head, if I don't do anything, what would happen? And so, and there was actually a little voice in my head. It was from one of my girlfriends who had noticed an incident. And it's probably one of the few places that I'm going to share this, but because there are several different accounts to the story that I'm going to share. But I remember my girlfriend saying, Neetha, you can continue to walk this way, or you can be just like my parents, where my mom still tippy toes around my father, and they've been married 30 years. And for me, being South Asian, for me, being Indian and Filipino, for me, growing up to immigrant parents where there's a taboo of marriage, of divorce, there's a taboo of, going against the grain, doing things that aren't socially acceptable. But I knew in my heart I was spiritually dead. I was physically just exhausted. Mentally and emotionally, I was a mess. But I had my girlfriend, and her name was Jagu, I had her thoughts in the back of my head. And so I knew that at that point I rushed and I gathered as much of my things as I possibly could, and I left. I called my brother. I finally told my aunt who had raised me the entire situation, the entire story, because from the outside at that moment, if anybody were to look at my life, December 31st, 2011, they would think that she had the picture-perfect life, because up until then, it was, Oh, Neetha is an orphan. She had gone through so much already in her life. She had lost her mother and her father and her brother. And so for all of this time, I had all of this these chips on my shoulders that I had something to prove, that I had to prove my worth. But it was only then in my car that evening when I finally left that entire life and everything that I had worked so hard for, but to finally focus on me. I mean, my soul was screaming out for just me to do me for the first time. And that was the turning point that shifted everything.